Do not preach the old gospel of golden harps and pearly gates for the few, while uncounted multitudes are bathed in the fires of hell. We must influence. We must bring wiser thought to earth. We have preached a sermon, but we were full of the subject, and felt that it was a good time to pass it on. You little realize the need for work to make the people understand. We see the effects of this wave of materialism in the souls who come to us. We have no trouble with those who have some spiritual thought. But how few these are. It is sad to see the multitudes who linger near the earth, drawn by no forces except the material ones that rule their lives while there. We cannot reach these multitudes easily, and many we cannot reach at all. And we grow sad at the thought of the long years of darkness and misery that so many must endure. You must try to put the truth before the world, if not personally, by means of books and papers. Guides, we have many times been told that everyone on earth attracted some spirit who tried to influence and guide their charge through all the vicissitudes of the earth life. This caused us to ask if even a criminal had such a guide. Yes, always. All have guides. But it is sometimes difficult for the guides to impress their charges. Usually in such cases there is more than one guide in influence. It would be very difficult for anyone with high spirit development to be obliged to stay near an ignorant and coarse-grained individual. Is one's guide always present? That is not necessary. In the first place, a guide, to be a true guide, will know the character, the possibilities, in the life of his charge. These will be like a chart to inform him when and where he is needed. To be constantly with one mortal life would interfere with the progress of the spirit, and it would not be well for the mortal to be so guided. We do not stay with you all of the time, as you know. But faithful watchers let us know immediately if we are needed. Is this true with others? Yes, this is always so. A guide, to be a true guide, must advance, must grow spiritually, must have much knowledge and quick perception, and must endeavor to lead the human soul to higher planes. This he could not well do if his own life and education were stationary. 91. Mary had spoken once of referring to her guides or helpers, and we asked if they themselves had guides. I did not use that word in exactly your meaning. But we do look always to an influence higher than our own, sometimes from another circle, sometimes from another plane, and in the last analysis, perhaps to Christ. And beyond this lovely and loving influence, to the Father of us all, to the highest Spirit, whom you call God. The unbeliever, I feel now as if I had been such a blunderer. To think of us over there! Exclamation mark. Poor humans chasing around after little specks of happiness we hoped to find, and missing a universe of joy in our future. We should think, and as far as possible, live this life before we come here. He had been a golf player here, and was asked if he played it there. Not that. But you needn't think we are a psalm singing, harp playing lot of people over here. Joy, pleasure, study, helping others when we can. Strange, that even over here there are souls living in poverty of, well, a lack, utter lack, of happiness because of their own unbelief. I was one of the unbelievers there, but I did not stay so. One glimpse of the glory, and my soul was filled with joy, and never again has doubt assailed my mind. You did not know, I guess, how far my unbelief went. But I could not find God anywhere in my business, and of course I could not find any immortality, or soul, or spirit life. Fool that I was. Swedenborg. Mary was asked if they knew of Swedenborg on that side. She replied, "His influence is strong here. He long ago ascended to higher planes of thought and speech, but he is looked upon as a great scholar and a pure and strong influence." Mary thinks he has his greatest influence among the intellectually spiritual. You know, I hardly belong to that circle, but I can still admire and learn. We spoke of the doctrine that Swedenborg had formulated. Mary says, "We here have a far simpler doctrine, as you know. Principally, kindness to all, and service wherever possible. But we realize that many need the stimulus of a more involved creed or doctrine, and Swedenborg can certainly supply this need." She was asked about his teaching that Christ was God, or a part of God. "You will not hear that, we think, at least from those who have been here long enough to enter into the real truth of this life," We look to Christ as the most perfect example of God's love and wisdom that ever lived on earth. We think he was especially gifted in expressing the love and wisdom of the Most High. But we believe that he never claimed to be a part of God. 92. From the Chinese philosopher, if science finds means to hold the faith of the world, it will rule the world. We mean that spiritual ideals are opposed to pure science and can never be brought into combination with it. We see the two proceeding side by side, each filling a need in the world, and each contributing to its advancement. So we can say, preserve your ideals, they are rocks that serve to anchor your faith when science threatens destruction. He then went on with a few rather pointless sayings or aphorisms, and I could get little meaning to it until the closing paragraph. You see, I have tried to give some that are different from what you have received before. There are two reasons for this: one to show that an outside influence dictates them, the other avoids an expectant attitude on your part. Imperfect communication. So far as we know, there is no one on earth who is communicating with unseen friends who does not at some time fail of the truth. The conditions are difficult. The human mind acts so easily and in such unexpected ways. But we still think that much good goes to earth, and that with all its mistakes, spirit communication is the great hope of the world. The power of the church has grown limited. The great public mind is very indifferent to religious teaching. The indifference to the various creeds makes some new and powerful influence necessary to draw life into consideration of and preparation for the eternal existence. Messengers, one evening we asked if they could find a lady who had passed to that side some 15 years ago. Mary said she would send out messengers to inquire. After a few moments of quiet, she continued, "We cannot find her. Our guides think she has gone to higher planes. I called messengers and they went straight to headquarters. Did you know we had this help? But could get no information, so they returned. It is generally useless to try to find one under such circumstances, as we do not ascend to higher planes freely from this one. Do you ever under exceptional circumstances find anyone when on a higher plane? We try, but seldom succeed. Sometimes on rare occasions someone from such planes comes to us for a moment, or sends their influence, just as old-time philosophers or teachers may occasionally send their messages to us, although they themselves cannot come. We have explained to you that those from higher planes cannot easily exist in this denser atmosphere or condition." Thinking spiritually, four of us sat together one evening when Sis took the pencil. "Mary and Dee wish you all a good evening," we replied, and expressed our pleasure at their presence. "You are all seeking the same truths, that of spirit life and spirit occupation. 93. We have tried to give you news from here, but you must know that words are inadequate. We can only say again, think spiritually, act spiritually, and trust us to help you on your way. You say, think spiritually. Can you tell us just what you mean by that?" Mary believes, first of all, the recognition of the great wise power, whom you on earth call God. Then think of the life on this side and of how best to prepare for it. Dee says, "You know, when we were preparing for our European trip, we read books of description, we prepared our wardrobe, and our thoughts were turned to the prospect before us. Suppose you apply this preparation spiritually. There are many, many books to read, not only those of earthly writers, but also those whose inspiration has come from here. Then we might find a parallel in the thought of the clothes as compared with spirit clothed in unselfish thought, and in the white robes of spiritual intuition, and spiritual help for others. No, I'm not expressing this well. But you are good at guessing and will see my meaning." D. Spirit clothes. The reference in the preceding paragraph to clothing caused us to ask what they were wearing as robes now. D replied, "Mary has on her usual white and glistening robe. Mine, do you remember the colors I loved? Sometimes a pink, sometimes a lavender, but in delicate shades not known on earth." Some one of our number facetiously remarked, "And you do not have to send to the cleaners, or keep extras banging in a closet." Not much thought, or the thought method, performs the work. We can throw them aside and assume others at will. What has he learned at even earthly seances? Has he not seen the seemingly perfect materials dematerialize? This referred to a time when the questioner had seen the clothes on a materialized spirit change before his eyes from an ordinary suit to a military suit with brass buttons. I asked how the clothes of the newly arrived were supplied. They usually appear in white, because that is the spirit color. Who supplies them? We think that belongs to spirit appearance. I should exclude, however, the criminal ones who come over steeped in their own wickedness. They appear in dark colors, sometimes quite repellent. Some of us apologized for inquiring so minutely about such things. It will help when you come. There will be no strangeness for you over here, we think. Thought prepares the way, and you will all feel that you are just coming home. 94. Do your descriptions really convey the reality, so that we can at once understand, or are such things practically indescribable? It is indescribable in a way, but in another way it will all seem as you have thought of it: a new and beautiful home, loving and lovable friends, with a friendship across which no shadow ever falls. The spirit home in the previous volume, Spirit World and Spirit Life, Dee gave a description of the home which she and Mary occupied. Reference is again made to it in the following: when you come to this side you will be met by loving friends, and you will soon acquire your spirit powers. In this way you will be quickly introduced to the spirit home that is awaiting you. We only wish you could see it now. You have a description of it, but you little realize its beauty. We have changed a few things since that was written, but it is still much the same. You would think we were wonderful architects, no doubt. But you must remember that we have so much help in everything we wish to do, that we can acquire a ripeness of knowledge on such a subject in a time that you would consider marvelous. We have no way of picturing the comfort, the hominess, of our abode. It is all as our thought and desire have constructed, and in this way reflects our own personalities. We sometimes say that a home resembles its occupants, for it represents the character so truly. The scientific circle we visited, another circle some time ago where they are especially interested in scientific work. We found there a number of spirits who on Earth were noted for their scientific achievements, and they have formed a sort of scientific society here. It is through their influence that some of your important inventions have been perfected, and they are trying to impress further ideas on your workers there. It is a wonderful circle, and is doing much to help the human race. But if this circle under Mary's direction can only succeed in getting their ideas into the minds of mortals, they will be achieving still greater results. For the human race needs spiritual uplift far more than it needs further scientific discoveries. Spirit communication. I am here as a guest in this circle, and have learned for the first time that communication with mortals is possible. I never believed it on Earth, and my progress here has never until now brought me in contact with anyone who knew of such work. I am much pleased to know of the possibility of sending information back to Earth people. We undoubtedly make more rapid progress in the acquirement of knowledge than do those we left behind. And if we can help them to understand a little of what we have learned, it may help the world through some of its difficulties. We always think of the effect that our knowledge may have on the human race, but 95. I had always supposed that our spirit influence was the only means of conveying these benefits. If we can talk directly with Earth people, it should be much easier to put some of our ideas into effect. Yes, if only we could make these people believe them. But the opposition to such things is difficult to overcome. Yes, I suppose so. It is easy to forget the obstinate ignorance of many though. It should not be so. Why do they believe in a future life, and yet have no concern about it? That is a mystery to be solved. They usually seem to wish to put such things out of mind. Well, so much the worse for them. It should be an attractive idea. But no doubt some fear that they should be leading different lives if they held a belief in its continuation after death. You have much wise teaching from this circle, I am told. I hope you can get it before the world. It certainly was needed when I was there, and if reports are true, matters have grown no better in the 20 years or more that I have been here. The great adventure we would like to fill your minds with the immensity of the world here. We would like your help in trying to impress mortals with the thought of this life. And then we would like to give you some of our impressions in regard to life, the mystery, and the enticement of it all. There is so much before us that life becomes the great adventure. There is no staleness, there is no weariness of mind, and day by day, vista by vista, time by time, brings us new joys and new experience. We feel that if the knowledge of this life, with its joys and its penalties, for penalties there are for misspent and sensual lives, if these could be known and believed, it would change the earth life to a wonderful extent. Gleanings in an evening's communication. The pencil often records material on a number of different subjects, and in a manner which makes a division of it according to topics almost impossible. So the short articles on the preceding pages convey much varied information, yet seem almost impossible to classify. Even the title by which each is designated does not always indicate the content. After they were transcribed, the following paragraphs remained, and it seems reasonable to include them under the above heading. Here is a teacher who is prominent here, and who is very successful in helping the physically weak. He says, start the day with deep breathing for 5 or 10 minutes. Then take passive exercises with the thought of spirit control, that you are simply the expression of spirit life, and should think of it as perfect in every way. If pain comes, of any discordant physical condition, look not only to spirit life on this side for help, but to your own spirit life, for that is the perfect mechanism given to you to carry you safely through your earthly career. If you will follow this steadily and continuously, you will see an improvement in health, and it will measure in proportion to your persistence and your faith. 96. We asked for one who had lately passed to that side, but they could not find him. Could you not find his guides? Not necessarily. Do not forget the immensity of this spirit world, and the millions upon millions who come. Can you possibly understand it all? The coming, coming, coming of souls into this life is not readily comprehended. We have to have a very complete system of guides, messengers, and mediums even sometimes, to trace the unknown ones whose friends on earth are seeking for them. We are glad to try, but say this, that you may have patience while we use our skill in finding the unknown one. Is this Mary? No, not Mary or D. But I have been on many a search for spirits whose friends were calling for them, and I took the pencil to explain. Please try to think back to the beginning of life, from the earliest form of life up to man. Has not the progress always been upward? Then try to believe that the same upward trend, the same possibility for developing fine and still finer personalities still exists. Upward, ever upward, is the line of evolution. Where will it end? We do not know the end. Infinity is still hidden from us. We are not developed enough to even conceive what lies before us. But be sure of one thing, absolutely sure, you will never miss your human body, nor want to exist in one again. You have made much progress in your study of psychic subjects, and we hope you will continue to study, for you have scarcely begun yet. It amazes us to learn of writers there who push aside all such matters as foolish, thinking that they know all about them. We here really know very little yet, but how much less the earth people know. It is a study that is actually the study of life itself. And when will such study end? It is like casting aside the truth of existence itself. You will learn as you progress in your studies, that all psychic phenomena are connected with the problem of life, and should really never be entirely separated from the study of life. Many that think that life in the material world is all. But even with them life stands preeminent. How much greater it appears when viewed in the light of immortality and eternity. It is the most important thing in the universe. I am glad of this opportunity to tell you of the need of the world. I have been given glimpses into the mind and soul of many over there, and know that many hunger and thirst for knowledge, for evidence of this life. They follow blindly the teachings of the past. Also I have seen the indifference to the future of many human beings, and know that they need a jar, a shock, to bring them into a realization of the briefness of the earthly life, and the eternity of the future existence. We hope for much from this coming to us of the psychically gifted ones, and gladly give to them what we may of teachings of this life. The need is great. 97. Do not let discouragement make you pause. Try to give what you can to the world. You grow discouraged over the bigness of it all, the immense changes which would come to human thought, if our words could be believed. Do not try to estimate your influence, or grow discouraged because you can see so little result. Remember that Christ himself had to depend on 12 apostles for belief, friendship, and spreading his truth before the world. Go on. Do what you can, and let us send our words across as we can. Heaven is here, life is here, happiness is here, and nothing to ever disturb us more. Why not be happy and joyful? How can you be happy when there are so many who are in misery there because of ignorance and crime? We do not see them, but we know that in time they too will come into happiness. Is not that enough to be grateful for? The old idea of hell was one of eternal punishment, never-ending sorrow or suffering. What a horrible mistake the old preachers made. How was it possible to put such a black spot on religion? We hope you will keep every high and spiritual thought and impulse that have come to you. We here in this circle have not tried for physical phenomena, nor for messages for mortal curiosity. We wish to lead you toward the higher life, for it is great, so wide, so deep, so satisfying, that all else seems puerile. 98. Part undeveloped spirits. It is customary in this life to spend many of our earlier years acquiring an education in preparation for the years to follow. Most people, however, seem to proceed as though the eternal life beyond, if there is such a thing, will take care of itself. If any preparation is necessary, there is time enough to do it in the afterlife, they seem to argue, or else they believe that conformity to some creedal dogma is the essential requirement. There is time enough, of course, but we learn that dogma and doctrinal observances may binder rather than help, and that very many have to go through the preparatory course after arriving on the other side. If this were all, the matter might not be quite so important. But we also learn that it is not necessary to waste these first years there in that matter, if certain things are done in the earth life and certain other things avoided. The education, if acquired in this life, is short and easy, and, moreover, is a great aid to a successful life here. It consists of following as nearly as is practicable the teachings and example of Christ, just the life that we as Christians are supposed to follow. But evidence from the life beyond indicates that many, very many, either through ignorance or through willfulness, has not been as successful in carrying out Christ's teachings as they might have been, and as they would try to be, I am sure, if all the consequences were more generally known. We have learned that this education, when left for the afterlife, is too often complicated by the results of unkind deeds and thoughts in this life, and also by having to unlearn many things that have been wrongly learned or understood while here. This last is a handicap little thought of by those who have not investigated. It is frequently a serious one. It has been brought to our notice very strongly in various ways. The following is one instance. I am not trying for marvels or wonders, but I do want to try to give a plain, simple statement of the life here, that may lead some anxious fearing soul into more faith and happiness. I wish I could save them from looking forward with fear into the dark unknown. Will you try to take what you can, and I will try and write what I can, of comforting thought to all those who are really trying to live the right life on earth, and desiring a new inspiration for the future. Many come into this life in such ignorance that they sink immediately into a long, long sleep, and they may lose years, sometimes many precious years, before coming into spirit consciousness. Tell all who come in the circle of your influence that they are making their future now, and can almost control this future condition, if they will only seek the truth and abide by it while still on earth. I do not often preach, but I feel like a sermon tonight. For the souls that come to this side come in such multitudes that they can scarcely be counted, yet only here and there are the spiritually developed ones, the ones who can enter into this life with joy, and commence the development of spiritual power at once. The pity of it gets hold of us here now and then, and we feel like trying to bombard the earth with spirit bombs, something to make people think, something to force them away from their material thoughts, pleasures and plans. 99. We are obliged to begin our work with them as we would begin with children, and not even in that way when they first come. They sink into a state that is hard to be described. They are not even ready to think. Brain in sense and heart and soul have so long been educated wrongly that silence and unconsciousness are the only remedies at first. Then there comes a confused awakening, with all their human habits of thought and all their evil selfishness predominant. What can be done then except to put strong forces in control, that they at least may be kept from influencing others? You cannot conceive of this work, I am sure, but it is very real here. But you do not do this, you with all your dainty, fairy children to teach? No, but I watch others in the patient, self-controlled effort, and I realize how strong must be their faith and hope to continue in the work. They do succeed at last, but it is often a long and weary way, and but for the strong, bright and enduring faith of such workers and teachers, it would be almost unendurable. Such spirits are kept separate, are they not? Yes, surely. Each goes to his own place, as the Bible says, but we can watch their work of transformation and we can give to the workers our own best thoughts and encouragement. That is our part of it. We said we had thought of this phase there and had spoken of it. It exists, and is one of the great opportunities for work for the great and blessed spirits who undertake it. I have preached a sermon this time, but it may be well for you to know of the darker shadows over here. But we are also blessed with the sight of the brave spirits who are working with the depraved ones, and we are also blessed with the knowledge that their work is not in vain. Of course, all who come are not vicious, only unspiritual, living in the material thought. These are slow to come into the life of the spirit, but come far more rapidly than those whose evil natures have to be transformed. We were full of the subject, for we have been watching the work of some of our fine spirits with the low and debased ones of earth, and were filled with the pity of it, the unnecessary waste of lives there and the unnecessary waste of time here in bringing them into spirit lives. Then too, all these brave teachers who give themselves to this work might be released for other and pleasanter work, if only, the earth people knew the truth. It is difficult for the earth people to learn the truth. This phase of it has not been very prominent in most messages from the other side. Moreover, it is difficult to comprehend the full force of the truth when it does come to us. Notwithstanding our surprise on learning of the slow progress that many make after leaving this life, even then we did not grasp its full meaning. And we are still startled at times as some new phase of undevelopment is brought to our attention. At a much later date, the following was also written on this subject. We wish to tell you of our work among the circles of the undeveloped spirits. 100. There are so many who have to be cared for, that it becomes a very great work, and as time passes, this has become very much systematized. Vast numbers are cared for, and when they begin to understand where they are classified according to their temperament and ability, and put in the care of teachers who are best fitted for them. It is a wonderful sight to see the patience and judgment of these teachers. There is no lack of them, for they are recruited from the ranks of those whom they start on the upward path. So many are grateful for the help given them, that they in turn devote long periods of their life on this plane in aiding the unfortunates whose needs they know so well. When a spirit first arrives, it is cared for much as patients are entered in a hospital. They are helpless, and often remain so for long periods. In this condition they are little trouble. When sensation and consciousness begin to show, they need attention. Many cannot be reached at all by their guides, as you know by those who have been brought to you. Sometimes they can be led from place to place, but that is all. Sometimes they need to be surrounded by guards to prevent them from running hither and thither without reason. When they can be made to realize that they still live and are in the spirit world, they can be easily managed. But the progress of each is according to the ability to receive and understand the teachings given them. We think we can truthfully say that 1/4 of those who come to this side are made to understand the needs of spirit life in a reasonable time. But the remaining 3/4 are our problem and care. We do not mean that all of this large number is unable to advance, but that they are slow, and sometimes very slow. We have many, many, whom we seem unable to help at all. We do not know that it is impossible for them to advance, but we do know that many of them have made no advancement since we came, and we are told that some of them have been in this condition for centuries. It is pitiful. It seems to us unnecessary. It does not seem to be so much because of difference in ability, as from a state of mind brought about by forming wrong opinions and ideas when in Earth life. And the position they occupied in that life seems not to have much to do with it.